What's up, Space Pirates? This is your captain, the dastardly Dread Pirate, Dr. Disaster, and it seems we have got Sweet Baby Inc. on the run, guys. Sweet Baby is doing everything in their power to hide from us.
You cannot hide. I see you.
Rumors began to spread that there was another game where Sweet Baby's involvement was detected. According to this Twitter user, in the Steam forums for this new upcoming game, they started mass banning everyone who mentioned Sweet Baby or said negative things about games being woke. It was a total purge. They wiped around 99% of the forum. Now, at first, people were speculating that maybe the studio just didn't want to be associated in any way with what was going on with Sweet Baby. But guys, we got the receipts.
We got one!
Alright, me hearties, make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet, and also, don't forget to follow me over on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. My handle there is DrDisaster1. But let's take a look at this game, which was absolutely, positively worked on by Sweet Baby Inc. It's called Unknown 9 Awakening, and that Twitter user who was responding to a post by Mark Kern, the former lead developer of WoW, posted this screenshot, showing that he was banned from Unknown 9's forum on Steam for saying, "Do I smell some Sweet Baby in here?" That's hilarious, by the way.
I salute you.
And as you can see, they didn't give this user a reason for the banning, they just went ahead and did it. But this, of course, is not proof in and of itself that this game was worked on by Sweet Baby. It's possible, of course, that they just don't want any involvement with the controversy, and that's actually pretty understandable. But it's time we show those receipts. Now, I didn't know anything about this Unknown 9 series at all, but a quick Google search showed me it was originally a comic book from Dark Horse Comics. It was illustrated by Jay Lee, an artist that I actually admire from a comic that I read decades ago called Hellshock, but that's besides the point. If we flip this bad boy around, what do you see here among the credits?
Holy shit!
Yup. Look it right there, people. David Bedard is listed as the brand content manager, and Kim Belair is listed as the story architect. You may recognize these two as the co-founders of a little company known as Sweet Baby Inc.
I have exorcised the demons.
Now you can understand why they were so eager to ban people on Steam for talking about Sweet Baby. These guys are absolutely in hiding. As we have said all along, a normal company would be proud to stand behind their work. Sweet Baby Inc. Detected only works because these people are ashamed of the shit they do and they want to work in private. They're a lot like the mafia when you think about it. They don't want people seeing what they do, they use shakedown tactics to get paid, and they want to silence anyone who exposes them.
All right, I confess. I did it, you hear? And I'm glad, I tell you!
But I found this quite illuminating as well. This is Anya Chalatra, who you might recognize from her work on The Witcher. For some reason, the jerks at Sweet Baby always work on projects where they take beautiful women and make them ugly. Why the hell do they do that? Is it because the women who work on these games are insecure or something? I don't know, it's really weird, and I don't want to be an armchair psychologist too bad here, but take a look at this as well. This is from Mark Kern, who said, "I can confirm from my sources that Sweet Baby Inc. is not gone, just in hiding. Publishers are worried that connection with Sweet Baby Inc. will result in reduced sales, so Sweet Baby Inc. won't be updating their website credits. Instead, you will have to search staff names in game credit listings." That tells me, right there, once again, Sweet Baby Inc. Detected is working. Because, of course, you would think it would be easier to simply not use Sweet Baby moving forward, wouldn't you? And that is hopefully the choice that these developers will make in the future. Who knows? But one thing I do know is that this gives me hope. They wouldn't hide like this if our efforts weren't working. As Mark Kern said in his tweet here, "We have to search these people's names out in order to find what they've been up to. And I know there are other companies besides Sweet Baby Inc. that work on this consultancy basis in the video games industry. I know there are a bunch of them that do this kind of work, and if Sweet Baby goes away, then they will be replaced by these other companies. However, we have to hope for a day when we will have eliminated all of them. We have to go through them one at a time. Sweet Baby is a symbol. Sweet Baby, hopefully, will scare these companies off so they don't hire anyone like this. Perhaps there will come a day when developers will proudly state they are making woke-free products in the same way that some foods state on the label that they're gluten-free or something. But in the meantime,
keep firing, assholes!
We've got them on the run, but I will leave it there. What do you think now, guys? Are you gonna buy this Unknown 9 Awakening game? Or are you gonna hard pass on that shit? Let me know what you think down below in the comments, and we will talk about it there. Thanks for watching, me hearties. If you haven't already, your captain is inviting you to subscribe to the channel and become a part of the crew. Life as a space pirate may not be glamorous, but there's always plenty of booty.